Facebook.com.
Vamos a parrandear y a la media Diana. Vamos a parrandear con el
CITR is proud to support Olio Festival and Mint Records at the Enza Club on Friday, August 14th. Check out The Choir Practice, The Wit Sundays, Kellerissa and Apollo Ghosts. That night, the Enza Club will also feature paintings by Ronan Boyle. And if that's not enough, there will be Watermelon at the show. Come check these great artists out on August 14th at the Enza Club. To pick up your Olio Festival passes and check out the entire lineup, visit http://oliofestival.com.
Welcome to Rainbow Groove,
the all awesome in your ears edition.
With the bots.
I'm Mbot, or Funktron Obliviator.
And I'm Sbot, Discobot Annihilator. Hey, everybody.
Hey. We tried to sound as sultry as,
yeah, as funky
DJ
as we possibly
B-fad,
could,
but
yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Typically are. This is like show swap on CITR this week, so this isn't the normal host for the show. We in fact have our show typically on Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm. We are usually on Sunday nights, all awesome in your ears, every other week from 8 to 9. But now we're here, and if you guys don't know what Show Swap is, maybe you're just tuning into Rainbow Groove because that's what you usually listen to on your Friday nights at 9. CITR's Show Swap is, if shows want to, they can put their names down, and our program coordinator switches us around, mm-hmm. and you have to do a show for another person or another couple DJs in the style of their show.
Yeah, you have to adopt their style, so... So this evening, in fact, Rainbow Groove is nothing like a normal show that we do.
No. It was actually, I feel like right now would be a good time to give a shout out. Actually, you continue. I'm going to hold, just talk for a second.
What are you doing? Typically our show is, it's totally eclectic. It's predominantly new stuff, and it's a mix of everything except funk and disco. Which made it really interesting doing research for this show tonight. But we did get help. We got a ton of help on this one.
I felt like right now would be a really good time to give a shout out to Topstron. He has guested on our show before, and he is a huge funk and disco fan, and I gotta say like 50% of the show is his.
Yeah. it was a real call a friend opportunity.
It was like, who wants
to be a millionaire? It was totally a lifeline.
There's no way we could have done this all by ourselves.
We're like, why would we bother trying to do that? You know what? To be honest, though, we have some tracks in here.
Yeah.
Some of the more recent tracks we're going to be playing are our own picks, but the majority of the late 70s, mid 80s stuff is
Topstron.
Is all Topstron. So huge props to him.
Totally. And what's so great about the show swap is you get to like learn about different genres and different eras of music that you didn't even really know mm-hmm. that much about. So it's been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we could turn back on our sultry voices if you want.
Should we get, yeah, let's get back to it.
Let's just get back okay. into it. Also, we noticed that DJ B-Fad doesn't really talk a whole lot.
He just kind of introduces songs and then tells you what you just heard, and then introduce another song.
So we're going to do that.
We're going to stick to that format.
We're going to stick to that. We usually talk a lot, so this is going to be hard.
Do you want to do the first set?
No, you do it.
Okay. So up first, we've got Steely Dan with his hit Peg from Asia, which came out in 1977. Following that, we have, oh lord, Apparatus with the Stone Roller from 1977 from the album Monkey Star. And after that, Soroya, I'm gonna say, with the track If off of Disco Star, which came out in 1978.
Oh, I also think we forgot to mention that because we don't really know how to pair disco tracks together, we're doing our show in chronological order.
because that was easiest.
And also, I think it's really interesting.
But we thought it out.
We thought it out. And also, I think it'll be interesting to hear kind of where, you know, when disco was really in its prime up until now, this I feel like it's been a bit reinvented in the last couple of years. Since about like 2005. So we have
like new disco, like post disco.
If you look at the list though, it starts at 77, goes till about 85, and then it picks up again 2005. So like big 20-year gap there.
Yeah, I'm thinking that about the same time that house started picking, like disco just evolved into house, and I feel like only recently is it now kind of had a resurgence. And we'll be playing some of that stuff later.
Yeah. Okay, so so let's hear this stuff now.
Play it, spin it.
All right, here's some Steely Dan.
Big We'll be right back. Sunday, August 2nd at noon, the Vancouver Pride Parade starts downtown at Robson and Thurlow. Showcasing Canada's proud diversity, Vancouver's Pride Parade ran 500,000 strong last year. Join the celebration as we support the LGBT community worldwide. Parade entries are full, but find your spot to watch at vancouverpride.ca. Festival events run all week. I know a place to go when things are getting low.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. By the way, you are listening to CITR
101.9 FM.
And this is Rainbow Groove.
The all awesome in your ear edition. How are we doing so far?
Pretty good, I think.
Oh, we're supposed to talk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. So you just heard Soraya with the track If off of Disco Star. Before that, Arpades with Stone Roller from Monkey Star. And to start off this set was Steely Dan with Peg.
Yeah. So coming up next, we have some more disco from the 80s. Or the, no, we haven't. No, we're not. We're still not going to be in the 80s.
A little bit out of character there.
No, I'm sorry. I think we're still in the 70s. Moving a little bit to the 80s.
We are. We're getting to the early 80s.
Early 80s. So we're going to kick off this next set with a band called Musique. The album is Keep On Jumpin' with no G. And the name of that track is In the Bush. Following that will be Vernon Birch.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon Birch. With the album Get Up off of... Or... It's both. It's the track Get Up off of the album Get Up from 1979. And then moving into the 80s, this one's from 1981, is Bohannon. How would you have said that?
Bohannon.
Disco.
I thought it was good.
Oh, what's your name again?
Disco Bot Annihilator.
Okay. I'm so glad that you agree, Disco Bot Annihilator. The track we'll be playing from Bohannon is called Take the Country to New York City, which I'm pretty excited about. It's pretty awesome.
Mm.
And that's off of that 12-inch. It's with the same name.
Seems good.
Is that that's three.
That's three.
I feel like we should be playing some like groovy beats in the background.
I feel like I can't keep up with this voice, to tell you the truth.
Should
we drop it?
It's up to you. It's...
I'm only saying that because I have to do it next. It's fine. We'll keep it going.
We'll keep it going for a little bit longer. So that's what you're hearing next. Yeah, that's. I hope you're enjoying our rendition of Rainbow Groove. I hope we're doing okay.
You can call in if you want to.
You can
and let
call
us know.
In. The number is 822-2487.
Mm-hmm.
Which spells UBCCITR. If that's easier for you than numbers. All right, so up next is Musique and In the Bush.
Come on and do it, do it. To
Yeah.
That was a funky set.
That was such a funky set. Oh, I like it better when we just talk in our normal voices.
Let's just cap it. Let's just talk normally. Okay. Let's not kid ourselves, hey?
I know. We try to be as soulful.
Really, we really tried to.
Yeah,
we're taking this seriously.
But we couldn't.
We just sounded like idiots, probably.
We did. We're sorry.
This is what we sound like normally.
Yeah. And I feel like it made us sound like we didn't enjoy what we were doing when we were actually like having such a good time.
Typically, we have a lot of enthusiasm in our voices.
Like right now. But this is so fun. I'm having such a good time. This is a fun show.
This is a great idea. And it's a wonderful thing for CITR to do. Because it really does allow you to explore new genres that you otherwise probably wouldn't even touch.
No, totally. Yeah. This has been great. Thanks, Bryce. AKA Bebot. Okay, so you just heard Bohannon with the track Take the Country to New York City off of that 12-inch single Take the Country to New York City. Prior to that?
Let's go with prior.
Prior. Vernon Birch with Get Up and off the album of the same name as well. And we kicked that whole set off with Musique and the track In the Bush off of Keep On Jumpin'.
Push In the Bush.
Yeah, I feel like we should have like prefaced that with like, hey, this is crazy sexual.
People know it. It's okay.
It's all right. We're not trying to kid anybody. So before we move on to our next set, it's time for the weather.
Let's talk about the weather.
We don't get to do this on our show. I feel like we should do it together.
The weather?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
How far are we going?
Let's do 5 days.
5 day weather forecast?
Sure.
All right.
Or something like that. Do you want to do the current weather?
Okay. The current weather right now is 22 degrees.
Oh, it's still
and it's, it appears as a
cloudy moon.
Cloudy moon. You got it.
Tomorrow it's going up to a high of 28.
Ooh.
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 Little sun.
Pride weekend, by the way.
Pride weekend.
It's going to be a big one.
On Sunday, which is when Pride is.
It's going to be, what's it going to be in the afternoon?
27. I just did it for you.
I know. It's funny because you highlighted it, but it made it black.
I'm sorry. Monday is also going to be hot, 26.
25 on Tuesday.
I think that's far enough.
Okay, 25 on Tuesday.
Good cap. So that's what's coming up.
Still hot.
Weather-wise.
Not crazy hot.
I know, but what did I say? It's not crazy hot.
It's not sick hot.
It's
not sick hot. It's just hot.
Yeah.
The weather. That
was the weather. I think it's good that it's not crazy hot, though, because I'm going to Shambhala.
You are going to Shambhala.
Shambhala this weekend.
Our next actual show on All Awesome Your Ears, I think it's going to be a dedication to Shambhala.
Yeah, it'll be on the 16th of August.
So you guys should check it out.
Check it out.
Check out our show.
Because last year we did a Sasquatch show when S-Bot went to Sasquatch, and we made that noise a lot. And I feel like it's my turn to have a show.
It is, just for you. Just for you and your festival.
Me. Okay.
All right, moving on.
What are we hearing next?
Up next, okay, this is going to like essentially cap our 70s and 80s disco funk set. It's going to be the Aussies, I think that's how it's pronounced, with the track New York's Movin' from the 12-inch single New York's Movin'. That came out in 81. And after that is going to be Alexander Robotnik.
Fitting.
With Problems d'Amour. Which came out in 85, which was a 12-inch single as well.
I gave you a thumbs up for your French.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back. We figured we'd do a little pause between the 20-year gap we have in our show.
We're going to be coming right back with the 2000s.
With the 2000s.
That's a big jump.
Indeed.
So enjoy. First up is the Aussies, and after that, Alexander Robotnik. Thank you.
robot souffrant d'amour. Ah ouais. Ah ouais. Même sans ses larmes, il pleure toujours. Ah ouais. Everybody was kung fu
les règles se restent les mêmes dans les siècles. La nuit je n'y rentre pas, et le matin mon haleine n'est pas mauvaise. La nuit je n'y rentre pas, et le matin mon haleine n'est pas mauvaise.
That is the telephone. I'm going to fix that.
All right. You just heard the Aussies. Actually, you just heard Alexander Robotnik with Problems d'Amour from the Problems d'Amour 12-inch single.
Can you tell that we don't ever get phone calls on our own show?
Whoa. What is that?
Whoa, that's the phone. what do we do?
We did answer it earlier, though, so I feel pretty good about it. And before that was the Aussies with New York's Moving from their 12-inch single, New York's Moving from 1981.
Nice.
Yeah. Just a reminder, you are listening to CITR.
Oh, 101.9 FM. Good one. I like that.
And this is Rainbow Groove, the All Awesome in Your Ears edition.
And I'm Mbot, Funktron Obliviator 3000.
And I'm Sbot, Discobot Annihilator 4000. I
Champions.
Thought I had 1,000 up to
you. Oh, you totally 1,000 up me for no reason.
Oh, well, you know.
Whatevs. We have some concert listings
Definitely.
We want to tell you about before we move on.
Coming up, this is going to be Friday, August 7th. It's going to be Japandroids are playing, Vancouver band. They're getting a lot of hype right now. They'll be playing at the Rickshaw Theater, which I thought was the new Richards on Richards venue, but I don't think it is.
No, it seems to be like... It's like a sit-down theater that you can rent out for actually like theater productions. It used to be an old movie theater.
It looks it looks nice. It's on East Hastings in Maine, or very close to Maine. Which I don't think there's been a venue in that area for quite some time.
If you heard my remix of Kung Fu Fighting in with those tracks, it's because we were looking it up on the computer and we didn't realize that Kung Fu Fighting would come on.
Would it immediately come on as soon as you open the page?
It looks gorgeous, though.
It does look really nice, and I think it's a brand new venue. I haven't seen anything there.
Mm-mm.
So
I think it is brand new.
Rickshaw Theater, Japandroids, and Listening Party's opening as well, which will be nice.
Nice.
Okay, what are we hearing next?
All right, so I guess the first hour of our show was a real throwback to some, of the original disco and funk pioneers, I guess you would even call them. Mm-hmm. And like as we said before, we were doing our show in chronological order, and it actually skips. Like disco just kind of is gone for about 20 years, and it comes back recently, and the latest... or the earliest one we have from the 2000s is 2005. Does that even make sense?
That makes a little bit of sense. I feel like disco, to be quite honest, I don't know too much about the genre itself, the musical genre, but I feel like it started making, like that sound started making a comeback, and it became like a, more of like a fusion with other stuff. Like early, or not even early, but like electronic music.
Oh yeah, like house for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like recently, you know, things like the Scissor Sisters have kind of like started to revive it a bit. Mm-hmm. in pop culture. So
and many of the bands we're going to be playing now.
Yes. So now we've moved on to our 2000s disco sets. So this next one is we're going to start it off with Hot Chip. This is off of their album Coming On Strong, and the track is Down With Prince. And following that is Herbert, And this is Esbot Loves Herbert.
I do love Herbert.
This is off of Scale, which is 2006. And the track is Moving Like a Train.
This is a great track.
I'm really excited for this set, actually. This is a pretty sweet set. And then closing off this next set will be Of Montreal. This is off of Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer, from 2007. And this track is my favorite on the whole album. It's my favorite track. It's Groenlandic Edit.
Very nice.
Great. So that's what you're hearing next.
Thank you. Which one do I choose? a solid position.
I guess it would be nice to help in your escape from patterns your parents designed. All the party people dancing for the indie star, but he's the worst fake.
In.
No kidding, man. Oh man.
So that was just Of Montreal with Hissing Fauna. Ah, man, I'm just mixing everything up right now. With Grönlandic Edit off of Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer, 2007. In the middle of that set was Herbert and the track Moving Like a Train off of Scale. And we started that whole 2000 disco revival set with Hot Chip and Down with Prince and the album Coming On Strong.
Yeah. You know what? We thought that we'd have a lot more time.
We've cut like
we had to cut a lot of songs in the end. We're like our show's typically only an hour, and the show's an hour and a half, and we're like, man, we'll have ample time. Think about all the songs we can play. Turns out no.
Let's just do a brief recap of what we were gonna play.
Okay.
Okay, so we were going to play a Todd Turgi edit of Chic's track, I Want Your Love. The original track was from 1978, and that re-edit was from 2007.
Oh, that Say Chic one, yeah.
Yeah, that's from the song was originally off of Say Chic.
Mm-hmm.
And we were also going to play a new band called the Phenomenal Hand Clap Band, and they just released this album. It's their debut self-titled album, and it was released, like, I don't know, like 2 months ago. And mm-hmm. they're huge disco revival on there. And we were going to play a track called You'll Disappear. But these
didn't make the cut in the end.
Yeah, but I just wanted you guys to know that they were there.
And we were also going to play another track by... Well, the group that we're going to play right now, it's Hercules and Love Affair. I feel like they've are like the most recent and most popular, like newer, like post disco group.
Yeah.
Out right now. They're on DFA Records, and I feel like DFA is kind of producing a lot of albums that are kind of similar to this in terms of this disco revival we've been talking about. But this particular mix, Mbot found.
Mm-hmm. It is by a man by the name of Frankie Knuckles, and this is a remix of their track Blind, which is originally off of Hercules and Love Affair, that album from 2008.
And that all caps it for us.
And this is like, I heard this spun at a club once or at a party, and I just about crap my pants.
It sounds really good
because I love Hercules and Love Affair, but like, this is so disco, it's not even funny. It's amazing. I cannot even believe this was remixed in the 2000s. I just love it.
Shocking. I feel like also crazy is that they both are like, they both stand up as totally solid. Like, I feel like I'm not a huge fan of the remix, like remixing tracks, remix artists, because I'm like, like, I feel like if it was really that good, what can you do to it? But this one sounds entirely, like,
it's different, totally different.
But at the same time, it, like, I don't know,
compliments it.
Yeah, preserves that kind of feel of the original. So,
mm-hmm. So what we're saying is we're playing a remix, but you should also listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we should probably just sign off.
All right.
I've been Mbot, Funktron Obliviator.
And I've been Sbot, Disco Bot Annihilator.
And this has been the All Awesome in Your Ears edition of
Rainbow Groove.
Yeah.
Yeah. On CITR
101.9 FM.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
This has been lots of fun. And listen to our show. I believe that DJ BFAD is doing our show on Sunday.
Yeah. We think it's a legitimate swap. He has our show.
Yeah.
So if you're listening tonight, chances are you'll probably be listening Sunday as well for him doing our show.
So take a listen. It's Sunday from 8 to 9. It just should be so much fun to hear what he has to play in our style. So, and also coming up next is Shake a Tail Feather. I don't know who's hosting it. It could be the normal host or it could not be. So stay tuned. And that's pretty much it. Shall we leave it off in our groovy voices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good evening, everybody.
All right. Thanks for joining us on Rainbow Groove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.